verse 7 of St. Luke, chapter 15, verse 7. Said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and diligently and seek diligently till she find it? And when she found it, she called her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, I found the peace which I had lost. Amen. And what's what I want to preach on today is finding the peace that's lost. And I thought here the woman had gained 10 pieces of silver. Every piece of them was worth the same amount. And I thought if you got $10 bills, all 10 of them was worth a dollar. But I thought maybe there's times that I've lost money. And I maybe lost a five a while back. And instead of looking so hard, I mean, I looked for it. But after a while, Brother Esther, I just gave up and went and found another five. But I thought the way the Lord is today, hallelujah, He's comparing these coins to souls. And how that they've lost souls across the land. And He's had so many of them. He's got so many sold. And I thought one thing at the end of me, and I hope I can get this across the way the Lord's gave it to me. But one thing that Satan wants every woman in this room to do is to doubt your worth. Amen. It's to doubt what you're worth. Hallelujah. I thought, hallelujah, my God, I thought I found pennies and down on street corners that had mud all over them, had dirt on them. Some of them had muck and things all over them and mold and stuff. And but they were still worth the same amount. All they needed to be was cleaned up, thank God, and washed by the water of God. Hallelujah. Today I came to tell somebody, I don't know, thank God, who lost and who saved. But that's one thing I know, that hallelujah, the church is the body of Christ, and we are the bride of Christ. Just like this woman, hallelujah, was a woman seeking for that one lost piece of silver. And I believe today that the Spirit of God is going to come in this room and look piece of silver. Hey, amen. You're worth the same amount. Hallelujah. God, when God made you and God allowed you to be formed in the womb, He gave you an amount of worth that nobody else can take away. I don't care where you've been or what you've done. Hey, you're worth something to God. Hallelujah. Today I
so beautiful. But it's not because mama could sing it. It's not because grandma could. It was hereditary. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that God gave you a gift. And all you've got to do is put yourself in His hand and let Him clean you up. And He can use you today. Amen. I said, that's all it takes. That's all it takes is being in His hand. Only difference between the nine and the one, then the one wasn't in her hands. The one was not in her hands. So you know what she did? She did not give up. She swept the whole house. Amen. Today you find churches, they'll sweep the church, but they won't go outside that church to find that one lost soul up the street. Amen. Somebody said, I'm using. I don't care how much you're using. I come to find you and say, God loves it. He wants to save you and make a brand new woman out of you. I don't care how much. Well, I plead guilty in my trial. I'm saying, plead guilty right now and say, Jesus, I'm guilty. Hallelujah. You know what He'll do? He'll say, not guilty. I'm not guilty. I made her clean. I've pardoned her. I mean, every year, the president pardons so many of people from prison sentences. I'm talking about a sentence of death. Not just a 5-year or a 20-year term. When I sin, I've got a death penalty. How do you know, preacher? Because the Bible says at the end of sin is death. I've got a death penalty when I sin. It's a coming sword. I'm standing here. When I sin, I've got a death penalty. But I believe this Christ. And He also said, hallelujah, we have no need to taste of the second death, which is hell. Amen. Not only is there one death for sin, but there's a second death that will never be quenched. I know what Jesus said. As long as we confess and we come clean and put ourselves back in His hands, He's going to say, I'm pardoning her. I'm pardoning her. My God. I'm going to pardon her sentence. I'm going to make it as if it never happened. I'm going to pardon her. Then people, they get out. I don't know who I saw a list one time of the people the president pardoned. And it just amazed me, you know, how he just, all he had to do, he had that much power. And he would just say them words and sign a paper, and it was out. Free. But I want to tell you something. There's a greater than a president of the United States that's in this room today. It ain't me. And these people right here. Ain't none of these ladies that's saved. It's a man called Jesus. He's got more power. He's got more power in his pinky finger. Amen. Than all the armies of the world combined. He's got more power in one word than every atomic bomb that they can muster up. I'm saying that's the man today that can pardon mine and your sins and say, oh, and make it as if it never happened. And or make it as if it never happened. But what Satan wants to do to you ladies is take your value away. There's no value in life anymore. There's no value in this anymore. I ain't worth nothing no more. And society will tell you that. You ain't worth nothing. You did this. That's not what determines who you are. What lives in your soul, your decisions don't determine who you are. But it's what you've done with those decisions that determines who you are. Thank God. When Christ comes to live in you, those decisions are washed away. And you've got a brand new life in Christ. Amen. Those decisions don't determine who you are. It's what you did with them. But society will say they ain't. My family, I made a lot of mistakes in my younger days. And still likely consider myself young. Well, I made a lot of decisions that hurt my family bad. And a lot of them wouldn't look at me like I was good for nothing, maybe. I made a lot of decisions. I've got family that made horrible decisions. And I wanted my aunt to come here so bad. And I hope she can get to come later on. But she got to the place where she was addicted to alcohol so strongly. She was that close to death. My wife went in the room in the hospital where she was at, and she was so nigh death, married to a doctor, and she was an RN.
She got addicted to the pills and alcohol. She had a beautiful family, a beautiful business, a thriving up there in Georgetown. I mean, had it all. Bought Lexuses, bought Mercedes, had a house big as this, looked like the whole facility here. Had the fast cars, had every toy you could imagine. The same devil wanted to destroy her that wants to destroy me and you today. But you know what? You know what, my family, she got in such a shape. They would try to help her and she would reject them and get right back in the same shape. She'd leave her children. They would be at home, little babies at home by themselves. She was a mess. The enemy had her a mess. And a lot of the family wrote her off. I mean, they wrote her off. They said, well, she'll never do right. She'll never do right. There was one day, thank God, there was one day that the family wasn't there. It wasn't nobody there, thank God, and we had all wrote her off about it. But I thought God sent His Son down in that room and dealt with her heart. She gave her life to Him. It had been about 5 years ago. I mean, she's a Christian woman, thank God, and the day that she would amaze you, some of the work that she's able to do in the church that she's at. I mean, it's amazing what God has done with that life. And because she was out there, she was lost, she was dirty, and there was something about her. She went to the lowest point. But God said, I'm going to reach down there at that lowest point. I'm going to bring you back up and set you back up in the right place where you belong. You don't belong down there. This piece of silver didn't belong in the floor. It didn't belong lost. It didn't belong there. It belonged in the hands of the rightful owner. Your rightful owner is God. Somebody said, I own myself. I belong to God. And I'm proud to say I'm a servant of His. Amen. Amen. I don't belong to myself. But I belong to Him. I don't belong in the muck, in the mud, in the mire. But I believe we belong in His hands. He said today, I was reading on the way down here, it says, well, I'll just go ahead and read it to you. My Father, this is what I'm going to read while I'm preaching to you. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? My Father which gave them to me, this is Jesus talking, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. So once we're in His hand, ain't nobody can do nothing with you. I don't care how much they don't like you, they can't do nothing with you because you're in His hands. Amen. Satan can't do nothing with you. He can tempt you. That's all he can do is give suggestions. That's all he can do is give those suggestions. But he can't touch you. He can't touch you. I want to encourage every woman in here today. I know you've all been lied to by Satan because I have too. You ain't worth nothing. Who do you think you are that you can go preach down there and help anybody? Who do you think that you can do anything to help anybody? Look at you. You stutter. You're good for nothing. You made mistakes too. Who do you think you can help them? Who are you to think you can sing? And anybody wants to hear you sing. Anybody wants to hear you testify. That's what he'll tell you. Ain't nobody cares about you. That's what he wants you to think. You're just dirty. You're good for nothing. You don't even belong. But I want to tell you, you do belong today. You belong in His hands. There's only one way to get in His hands. And that's by prayer and repentance. And that's the only way. He said, I am the door. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. So He is the way. That's the only way to get in His hand. Is to pray that prayer of repentance. I say, God, I'm sorry. Just confess. Just don't want to plead guilty. Just plead guilty.